doing any internet advertising because the word of mouth and referrals is working. So everything I do is through referrals and word of mouth.
So how would you build that up, though?
Based on what you said and the conversations that I would have, would be I would go to meetups and RLIs and all the business networking where the business owners are trying to and actively seeking to increase the bottom line profits of their business. Stuff like the Breakfast Club KC networking group that we do every week, and that all started from a RLI meeting, going to those. But I would go to those or have somebody go to those to have those conversations, to meet with people. And then once you have a case study, I would have case study after case study, this is real and I'm not making it up, and establish the credibility of, here, if you want to talk to somebody who's already got a check, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be, rather than the cold calling of business owners is so saturated, trying to get through to anybody and have a real conversation is so difficult. But if you go to where they are and you present your information and you practice, having you got 30 seconds to do your pitch, mm-hmm. refine that pitch to make it to where people want to have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, if I was exploring it, I would explore that. Go to where the business owners are already going to. And the other part of this is they're actively trying to, increase their business, which means they know how important it is, and that's why they're taking time out of their day to go to those meetings. That right there is a qualifier in and of itself. They're actively seeking to improve their business, and that's where you can come in and say, anybody who's been in business for any amount of time that has a clue knows that 10% on the top is 10% on the top, which equals 0.0001% in the bottom in your pocket. But when you can put 60 grand in my pocket without any additional expense, well, we're talking net profit, which is, that's $300,000-$400,000 in the door that I got to bring through the door, run through the system to spit that out, to be able to give it out, where you're just depositing that money in the bank account. And that would be the angle of approach. And anybody that doesn't understand that, hasn't been in business for any length of time, and I probably don't want to talk to them anyways, because then I have to educate them through how business actually works. Whereas the people that I want to talk to understand bottom line profits are far, far, far more valuable than top line profits.
So mm-hmm.
I would go something along those lines. That's my take on it.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. So as far as the meetups or the groups, there's obviously like Toastmaster, and there's the website meetups. What else would you think are some of the groups that'd be good to get involved in?
I would start with Dearest Google. Just start right there and just find out what's in my backyard. And I would go to those backyard meetings and just start figuring it out.
Dearest Google. Dear fairy godmother Google.
Yeah, I was telling you. I would just start there. And
all right, so to clarify, what would you be searching in Dearest Google? Business meetups near me, or...
Yeah, meetings, business meetings, conferences, business conferences, all the above, all of them, and just keep rotating through and see. And the other factor of this that is as crucially important is to commit to 100. It's the same thing, and I heard Alex Hormozi say it the other day. But he has this thing called the rule of 100. So it piqued my interest. I was like, oh, interesting. And he's just do something 100 times before you throw it out the window. Because before you ever get to the 100th time,
that's the gym owner guy.
Figured out how to make it better, faster, jump higher, you know, cheaper, better. But you got to commit to it. You know, you can't just go to one meeting and go, well, that didn't work.
Right. Of course.
You got to commit to it, you know. Do 10, whatever it is. And so that has also been helpful for my own processes. If I'm going to do something, am I willing to do it 100 times? If the answer is no, well, I'm not even going to start the first one because I'm not willing to follow through on it. So it puts it into perspective. And if I am willing to do it 100 times, then it's something that I know I'm going to do. So I'll repeat, I'll do it again. And then once I've done it, long before I ever get to 100, I have the system figured out. So commit to doing it 100 times, whether it's 10 sessions of 10 meetings or however you need to figure out whatever your schedule is. Just commit to doing something 100 times, and then you'll know whether it works or not. And the reason that I picked 100 was because of the percentage. You know, if I do something 100 times, people ask me, well, how much money should we test with? And this is exactly where it came from. It's give me $100. I can tell within $100 if the campaign's going to work or not.
Hmm.
You know, I know right off the, I know within 20, but give me 100 so that way I can see, you know, and I have some data that we can go by with $100, because $100 is 100%. We'll know. Nice. We have quantifiable data to base this on. Not, well, let's just run one ad. All right. Screw that. Give me $100. Let's see what, you know, if I got to run 20 ads, I'll run 20, but let's spend $100 on it. So that's where the 100 for me came from. So I'm sharing with you that every student that has ever called me and said, my back is against the wall. What do I do? I need some money to pay rent or I'm getting evicted. What would you do? I would go park my car in a shopping center. And I would go have a conversation with 100 of those businesses in that shopping center. I would do my due diligence. I would read the reviews. I would Google search them. And I would find something to have a conversation with them about. And then when the no solicitation sign is on the door, that's the door I want to walk through, because there's absolutely nothing for sale. I'm here to present information to you as the business owner to make the community a better place for us all to enjoy. And I noticed this. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. And even if, and I've gone this far too, I've had this happen. there's no, even if you were to take out your checkbook and write me a check, I can't take it because there's nothing for sale. So that eliminates the fear of the no solicitation. That eliminates the fear of Betty picking up a shotgun and blasting me in the face. It eliminates all the fear, because you really are going out into the community to make the community a better place for us all, and you're helping the fellow business owners. Long before you get to 100, you will have people saying, come back tomorrow and let's talk. And it works. It changes lives. Mm-hmm. So commit to 100, sir.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I love how consistent you are, man.
Can you tell I've... knocked on a few hundred doors.
Oh, you got to tell me, because I always think this is gold, and you've told me a couple times, but I've never done real estate, but every time you say it, I'm like, that is so good. What would you say when you would call somebody that's got the for sale by owner? There was a pitch you always did.
I'm a real estate investor. Why are you selling? It's the same thing. Commit to doing 100, but I would just have the conversation. Why are you selling it? How much do you owe on it? Why do you owe it? You'd be amazed at what people will tell you.
No. There was more to it than that. When you would call, you would say, you know, hi, Mr. Johnson. My name is Wesley Harrison, and I buy, you know, real estate. And, you know, I'm wondering if you had time to talk for a minute about your property. You know, can I ask you a few questions? And it was like, How much do you owe, and how much, you know, are you looking to get for it? And if I could find this, would you be open, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Remember that whole talk?
You got the gist of it right there. It's having the conversation and just being, you know what your objective is. You're a real estate investor. You don't want to overpay. Tell them that right up front. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you looking to get out of it? If I could make that happen, you know, right now, are you willing to work with me? And blah, 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 blah. And you just have to, where that came from, where that story that you're recalling, where that came from is I opened up the Sunday paper and just started calling. And then I paid $6,000 to find out, you know, to learn how to transfer the homes that I bought into apartment buildings. And the guys, well, you have to go through all this. And then at the conference thing, they were asking me how I went and I did it. And I'm like, what did I pay for?
Yeah, I remember.
It's crazy. Yeah. But it's just having the conversations to begin with. You will learn what needs to be said. And I would, in fact, just to take it to the next level, I would go to the meetings, but, you know, go out to the local shopping center and just start going to local businesses. Hi, my name's Mike Cowles, and I'm here to put money in your pocket without raising your expenses. You'll, within 10 doors, you will have figured out what it says, what you need to say to get to the person in charge. And I can give you a tip on this one. And the tip is use the reviews to get to that. Use it. You know, I don't know why anybody would say this about you. I hope this isn't true. And can I talk to the person that has the authority? Hey, this takes me all the way back to day one. What if I was to make a video testimonial and post it online? Would that be okay? You get drugged straight to the person that is in charge.
Right.
I mean, you pass, it's you get to go boom straight to the person in charge, and the person in charge will point you to the next person up the scale of chain right off the bat. And I happen to know that you know how to make video testimonials.
Imagine
so
that.
Just start with the people that you already talk to at the local businesses that you trade with, and just start having conversations right there, and use the video testimonial question to get taken to the person in charge. If you can put money in their pocket, I guarantee by the end of the week, if you'll have 50 conversations, you'll probably have 5 or 10 clients.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. But you got to get out there and do it. Calling on the phone and sending the emails, you're just doing the same thing that all the people from India and the Philippines and all that crap are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, by 8 o'clock, my phone's rang 50 times. It's crazy.
Now you still get a million phone calls, even though you're not running a shop anymore.
Oh yeah. But I have my business. The business front is still up, and plus I have a whole bunch of phone numbers through Twilio and all kinds of stuff. But I still get all kinds of. And my little Fred secret works perfect, because when they call, yeah, let me talk to Fred. Oh, hold on a second.
What's
this, Fred? Can I help you?
What's the Fred secret?
Fred is my alter ego manager guy.
Okay.
This is Fred. Can I help you?
So you just put on your business that Fred is the manager on your website,
yeah,
and stuff?
And on all the documentation, the person in charge is all Fred. So when they call and ask for Fred, I know it's a sales call.
Yeah, nice.
Because I think about it, Harrison Enterprises, LLC, Wesley Harrison. But Fred Myers is my manager. You know, when I said, hey, this is Wes, can I help you? Yeah, let me talk to Fred. Oh, absolutely. Hold on a second. Let me transfer you. This is Fred. Can I help you?
Yeah. Fred, you sound just like Wes. Are you guys brothers?
Yeah. that is what it... That you sound just like the other guy I was talking to. Oh, do I? Yeah. Who's heard that before? How can I help you?
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. Practice. It works.
So
it just saves me time.
So I think I already know your answer, but when you're coaching students to go out and talk to the, you know, improve the community, do you tell mm-hmm. them to dress up like in a suit and tie, or just business casual, or just as you would normally go, shorts and a t-shirt?
Just go. Depending on who it is that I'm talking to and how comfortable they are, before I get to that point, It's whatever gives you the most confidence, because that is what they're buying, is the confidence at which you say it. If you say it meekly and you're, you know, chicken scratches and you're not sure about yourself, dress up, because the perspective it gives you is better. But some of the best conversations I've ever had are in shorts, flip-flops, and a t-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was just there doing whatever it was that I was doing, and it just happened to work. And, you know, as soon as they say, well, can we meet further? That's the time you do the appropriate whatever. But to go out in the community and just have fun, just go. Mm-hmm. Hey, obviously, don't be a vagabond. But, you know, don't go to the other end of the extreme. And I've done this, and I've tested it just to see. But when you look like a salesman, you look like a salesman. And they definitely do not want to talk to a salesman.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in Amway forever ago, and the first time they were like, oh yeah, buy a suit and tie and blah, blah, blah. And then they kind of got wise to it, and they said, here's what you wear, khaki pants and like a blue Oxford button-down shirt, you know, and have it tucked in, have a t-shirt underneath, and just that way you're like almost like a college student preppy, you know, so like, the business casual is going to relate to it, and the business formal is going to relate to it, and you know, like the guy that
and
whatever
look like a high pressure salesman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good middle of the ground. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm with you, dude. I've talked to people in the most casual clothes too, and especially if you're there, like, hey, I'm checking out these shoes or whatever it is, you know, this TV or whatever. And then starting the conversation, and they don't care at all how you're dressed. They're like, that sounds fantastic. You have a card, you know?
Yeah. That is what I am implying by saying it's the confidence at which you say it.
Yeah, of course.
When you're completely confident, oh, yeah, by the way, I just do this and that, but that's not why I'm here. It, boom, lowers all points of resistance and the shields and the guards and all that's removed. Now you're just having a conversation with somebody and you're improving the community. And, you know, the reason that I say I'm out here to improve the community is to get through, you know, that front line gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But nothing works better than the video testimonial, because now that front line gatekeeper drags you to the next person in charge. But I haven't ever found anything better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that more people haven't stole it and, you know, use that as an opener. But everybody wants to work from home and,
yes,
you know, what's the magic email secret? And
yep.
How do I do this with the auto ring dialer? And they aren't willing to go out and go have conversations with real living, breathing human entities. But if you want to grow your business, that's what you got to do.
Yep. So how much due diligence do you do when you talk? You always talk about that, you know, like, let's say I'm getting ready to go into a shoe store to buy a pair of shoes.
Googling.
And that's it?
Google. Yeah, that's it. Just Google them right there and see if the hours are right, see if the phone number is right, see if the address is right, see if what are they saying on the reviews? Do they respond to the reviews? Do they not respond to the reviews? What's the website look like, is it mobile friendly? Is it not mobile friendly? I mean, no more than 30 seconds, and you have enough information, because you'll find something that you can go have a conversation with that business about and provide them something that they aren't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, right there, on the mobile phone, when you spend 30 seconds looking up the shoe store, the first question that you're going to ask them in the conversation, are you paying a company for SEO? Well, yes, we are. Oh, well, SEO, search engine optimization, why isn't this stuff here addressed? Well, that's a great question. Search engine optimization, you know, oh, we're busy building backlinks on, you know right, let's just focus on, I just Google search you. Look right here. And it opens a door. And then you get to have a conversation, educate them. And I've had people take all the points that I brought up and, you know, submit it to their SEO company, and the SEO company do everything and then come back and say that I was full of crap, except I was also smart enough before I made that list and sent it over that I did before and after shots. And I'm like, oh, isn't this interesting? Before we met and after we met, the Wall Drug, South Dakota, is a prime example of that. All kinds. But again, that's how you learn. That's how you have a conversation. So about 30 seconds is all I do while I'm walking in this, while I'm in the parking lot. You know, I'll scan whatever the shopping complex is. I'll just go down to them and see which one I want. If there's something that I don't want to go into, like Chinese restaurant, you know, in the corner, skip that one, but just do the rest of them. Just find stuff. At the corner the drugstore, you know, it's CBS. Franchise, and I know it's franchise, and I know at absolute best, I'm going to get a manager. I'll skip them. And I'm just focused on the little people that I want to talk to within that shopping center.
Yeah.
So there's the pre-filter, and then I run through and I go, okay, I'm going to hit that one, and that one. So I'll Google search those three, find out the information, and when I'm ready, I'll just go walk in and have a conversation.
Nice.
It's that easy. Or it's that's the process. So simple stuff. And long before, you know, just when you're hungry, long before you ever get to the 20th one, I'm probably the anomaly, because within three or four, I've got money. You know, mm-hmm. But as a general rule, it takes people till around 20 before they start figuring out how to make this work. And then, to quote Danny Gardner, this is a 17-year-old kid. Yeah, but I'm a 17-year-old kid. You know, how do I get people to listen to me? And I'm like, Danny, do you know who I ask how to use my phone when I'm stuck? I ask my 10-year-old daughter. You know, these business owners have no idea. You're a high school kid. If you come in, you're like, hey, this is, you know, I'm going to listen because I asked my 10-year-old daughter how to use my phone.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, this is Danny Gardner's exact words, Wes, you've changed my life. Well, I was like, expand, please. And he said, every billboard I see, that is a company that I know is spending at least $3,000 to do internet marketing. Or to do marketing. And so then I look at that company, at that billboard, and I see what their online profile looks like, and I fix the holes. And I already know that they're spending money on it, and I know that they're spending good money on it, and they don't have a clue as to what they're doing or why they're doing it. So every billboard I see is an opportunity. And he's exactly right. They're spending money on marketing.
Mm. Did you ever end up using the foundational footprint template that I sent you?
I have nope.
Just didn't need it.
I don't recall what it was that we were doing back then for the thing. So I probably, to be honest, I probably had 8,000 things going on and 41 different directions and just forgot.
Gotcha. Yeah, I probably still have it. If you'd like, I can resend it. But I remember at the time you were like, this would really help as far as doing this strategy of when you walk in and you say, hey, you know, are you paying a company to do SEO? You know, they don't have your numbers right. They don't have this right, you know.
More often than not, I don't remember. Yeah, send it again. We'll talk about it. More often than not, when you pull in the shopping center for the SEO comment, where are you paying a company for SEO and search engine optimization? That's when I found something wrong with the business name, address, or phone number. those three.
Yeah, so I just found it. ABC Company's Foundational Footprint, Fully Customized Report, and Action Steps.
Yeah, that's the one that I sent you. All right, so let me see here. Let me go back to that.
Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, LinkedIn, Facebook. It's even got your Wesley Harrison on the bottom. I'll create a PDF and I'll send it to you real quick.
Okay.
That's funny. I've got a folder for you, Wes Footprint. So imagine that.
There's a. I got the chicken feather I just put into email. I got the chicken feather teardrop. Nice. It does. That looks like the Harbor Freight trailer thing. That's amazing. That's chicken feathers. Design boom.
Footprint attached. So I'm just attaching the PDF. If you want the open office file as well, so you can edit it, just let me know.
Okay.
But just so you can see it while we're on the phone, you know. Oh yeah, you'll go. Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, you know what? I just ran a search. Well, I'm gonna say I ran a search for it. And I don't see it anywhere here. 6/11/21 updated files. I don't have anything with footprint.
You should have it in your email now.
It's coming. There it is. Whoops, there it is. Foundational footprint. Oh, this looks good. No, you haven't sent me this.
Yeah, I did.
It's not coming up anything.
Okay.
Anyways, we're on the same page. I gotta hear what do we need to do to take a look at it, or what is it that you want to talk about while we're on the phone here?
I was just thinking, did you use it? Because when you go to a company and they say, you know, you say, all right, I'm just trying to help the community. You got some bad reviews. Here's how to fix it. You know, whatever. And they say, come back tomorrow. You know, what do you suggest? You know, well, instead of paying the SEO company, let's fix your current listings. I can give you a report, you know, whether you charge them or not. You know, let's say I'm going to charge you $1,000 to do a report, and it'll tell you on the Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Facebook, you know, whatever. then you take screenshots of each one of them, and you put them in this PDF, and you send it to them. And that way you can say, so here's what's wrong. Here's how to fix it. You know, we can do it for you, or you can have your SEO company do it. You know, if we do it, it's $5,000 and it'll be done right. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mentioned Wall Drug earlier, and Wall Drug in South Dakota. This is the report. I mean, not your version of the report, but the report I sent you that you made from this. I compiled all the information. She sent it to the SEO company, and they went in and they fixed everything. I had all the before shots and all the stuff. I had it all in there. They went in and they fixed everything, and then I called her back. She said, yeah, the company said that, you know, you were basically blowing smoke and nothing that you had in that report applied. And my exact words were, that's interesting, because they fixed every single thing that I point out in that report.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never followed through, but that is the exact. And I had an orthodontist that the director of marketing, and another lesson learned the hard way, do the same. I compiled this and I put all the points together and I submitted it. And the director of marketing lied to me, saying that they're the person in charge that makes the decisions and all that stuff, because I tried all the filtering tricks. So I put the full report together. And then the director of marketing for this orthodontic chain, you know, braces aren't cheap, went through it and fixed all everything. So I stopped doing all of that. But because I had done this, you know, 50, 60 times for different companies, I can say it with absolute confidence, and I know what to fix and I know what not to fix. And so when somebody says, what are you going to do and why are you going to do it and all that, I know how to do it. But I don't necessarily hand them the blueprint that they can hand to anybody else to go and do it themselves. Because I could, if you sent me that, if you sent me this report and you said, Wes, and I'm working for the company that has to do it, you know, it'll be done by tomorrow.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, here, hand the keys to the kingdom. So yeah. I use that confidence of, are you currently paying attention? This is where this came from. I got tired of handing the keys to the kingdom of what to fix over to people for them to go and fix it and then say that I'm blowing smoke. To, are you currently paying a company for SEO? How is it that you're paying a company and they can't get your name, address, and phone number even right?
So is this, what do you mean? Is this report?
Look right here. The elements of the report. It's on Bing. You know, you're listed this on Facebook. You're listed over this on Yelp. You're listed as this. I don't.
So is it better to print it out and to just show them but not give it to them, kind of thing?
Yeah, I'll show them right out. Well, Google search yourself on Bing and see right there. I'm not. And I found by making them do it on their device,
yeah,
I'm not skewing the results. They're seeing it themselves right there.
Yeah, so you don't even want to, you don't really want to use this report because of that, well, that reason.
I have used the report, but now I use it in a completely different way. I don't just hand it over like I used to. I used to hand it over, but about the third or fourth time I got burned, I was like, nah, I'm not going to all this work. But I've had clients. So this is a double-edged sword. I've had clients I can't get through. You know, I can't get to the person that I need to get to. And I've sent this report, and I've had those people call and say, I want to talk to you. A car auto body guy has a national chain. That guy, Wilson Dental, specializes in kids dentistry. Some of the different people. So there's different uses for different ways of being able to use this. Hey, Mike, hold on one second, or we can continue this conversation. I got Dr. Hanley calling in.
Yeah, call me back when you're free. It's all good.
All right, bye. See you. Mm-hmm.